This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, I should mention we've been talking about the fish fries, and we're on our second stop here at the Knights of Columbus Hall. But Brian Kilmeade is going to be here a week from tomorrow night. We've been talking about the Kilmeade event for a while. It's going to be a lot of fun on the 22nd at the Factory. There are tickets available. Even if you have tickets, you'd like to add the VIP component, you can do that at BrianKilmeade.com. I know Brian's very excited. You get a copy of his book. You'll get to talk with him a little bit and meet the 97.1 FM Talk staff as well. And the show is being sponsored by Bob and Tammy Kershaw with the Retirement Advisor Group. Jane is hanging out with me here out in Cottleville. We have the Hall of Famer Fred, who's about to go on international travel. Sue, have you been enjoying some of the fish? It looks like you guys are eating. I never like to eat when I'm on the air, but you guys are sampling some of this,
you
right?
You are much more professional than us.
Yeah.
And we've really enjoyed the shrimp. Jane likes the hush puppies.
Yes.
Fries are good. And this coleslaw is good. It's not, what do I want to say? It's oil-based rather than mayonnaise.
Yes.
It's quite zingy.
It's got the sweet.
I'll go with zingy.
Sour.
I like that.
Sour. Zingy's good.
In the next hour, my friend Chris Smith is out here. We've chronicled his story quite a bit. He's got a book coming out about how he was shot and he survived. We'll also be visited by St. Charles County Executive Steve Ullman, and I think Congressman Bob Onder is going to swing by as well, and we will have an audio cut of the day. A very busy week, an amazing week of college basketball. It's only going to maybe get better. Frank Cusimano is here. Unfortunately, not a great finish for SLU earlier this afternoon. Frank, how are you?
Yeah.
No, it ended today in Washington, D.C. with a loss to Loyola. And it's a shame because they have three really good players, but only one of those three showed up today. And that was Isaiah Swope, who had 30. Gibson Jimerson, who's had this magnificent career, did not make a three in his final collegiate game. And Robbie Avila only made one three. A real quiet day for those two. And with a team that's lacking, you know, depth, you have to have all three of those guys playing great.
Matthew Rocchio, our producer out here, told me that in the press conference afterwards, though, did Robbie say that he's coming back for sure next year?
Well, he certainly alluded to that. Now, it's nice to say that after the game, but if all of a sudden your handlers hear from another school saying, no, if you were to go into the portal, we'd have this kind of money for you, you know, you never know what can happen. But I will say this, he could have done that last year and made more money somewhere else. His loyalty to Coach Schertz, and he loves it in St. Louis. I bet he's coming back.
Yeah. Well, that's good. All right, how about Mizzou last night, Frank? I was going to be so pissed off if they couldn't win at least that first game after winning, or after rather losing three in a row. It was a tight battle. It was ugly at times. The free throw shooting finally came through. Tamar Bates had a great game. Aiden Shaw in for Mark Mitchell. Now, I'm told that Mark Mitchell has a little bit of a dinged up knee. Maybe he could go tonight. I don't know if you have final word, but they're thinking about, you know, just waiting, letting him rest, you know, just in case the injury would get worse tonight. So what are you hearing about Mitchell? Anything?
Well, as of 40 minutes ago, the release was he is a game-time decision. See, here's the thing, Mark. They really don't have to win this game. By winning last night, they secured a number six seed. Now, I don't think it's serious because if it was really serious, he wouldn't have sat on the bench. He would have been getting ice. It would have taped it up. But if there's a chance of him re-injuring it, you can't take that chance. I mean, it'd be nice to beat Florida. It'd be nice to maybe move up to a 5 seed. But and then they can still do it. But I don't know if I'd risk it if I'm Mizzou at this point.
It's not worth it, yeah.
He's too valuable.
That's kind of where I am. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
They beat him once. It's
what
okay.
What about action today? So Texas had a great victory last night in what was it, double overtime? But they're getting smoked by Tennessee this afternoon.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You know, the amazing thing is that many people think because Texas has won 2 games in the SEC tournament that they're in. They're, you know, heading into today, they were the last team in. So that would mean 14 SEC teams in the NCAA tournament. The all-time record is 11, which is just crazy. I don't know if Texas is out now after this loss, but they certainly helped themselves so far.
Well, last night, if you watched, and I really wanted to see the aftermath, they're doing a pretty good job on the SEC Network having people that win the games, either a player, well, both a player and a coach, come up on stage with the broadcast crew. And Gates was on there last night, and he took a very strong stand saying, and I agree with him, and the crew, well, they of course, kind of had to agree on the SEC Network. He said they deserve 14 teams in. There's only 16 teams. The other two teams don't belong in there, but I think 14 teams do belong in from the SEC.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue the point. I mean, like a team like Oklahoma, who did not have a good record, they're definitely in because they went 11-0 non-conference-wise and beat some really good teams. And last night, they lost another heartbreaker at the buzzer to Kentucky.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't argue the point.
Yeah. People will complain, though.
Let's talk a little hockey as we head into the weekend. Status of the Blues, Frank.
Well, Mark, I think that if the Blues don't make the postseason, they are going to look back at last night's loss to Pittsburgh, where they outskated them and outshot them and should have won the game against a very average Pittsburgh team at this point by not picking up a point or 2 points. That was really costly to the Blues. There's still time left, but that was a really tough loss. And Jordan Binnington, who's been so good all year, had to be pulled. It just wasn't his night. So we'll see what they can come up with this weekend. They have back-to-back games at Minnesota, and then they're home against the Ducks on Sunday at 5 o'clock at Enterprise.
So I kind of wanted to just mention baseball as we're getting closer here. And I guess even though Fred's going to Japan, I don't think he's going to the baseball games. Fred, you're not going to the games, right? You got the Dodgers and the Cubs over there. But, you know, I saw this piece that was in The Athletic this week.
Yeah.
And they survey, you know, fans and their confidence level and how good their team's going to be. And these are rough numbers. But the number from 2 years ago was 77% confidence that the Cardinals would have a great season and be competitive. Last year, it was, I think, in the 40s. This year, it's at 11.9%, Frank. That's now, we got to play the games. The fans, you know, interest in this and their belief of how the team will be is not necessarily the way that the outcome is decided. But let's face it, that's a pretty miserable number right there of fan confidence in this team.
Yeah, and it's reflected in season ticket sales. And God bless the Cardinals. Yeah. I hope they get the $3 million. But right now, I've heard from some that the projected number is like 2.1 million, and last year it was like 2.8.
Wow.
So that's a dramatic decrease. Now, everything will change if you got off to a good start. But, boy, this type of statistic that you just gave, Mark, and with the way the fans feel, if they got off to a slow start, it could really get late early for the Cardinals. I do want to say one thing about the Cardinals, though. Tekoa Roby, remember this name. I was in spring training this week, and this young man who came over in the Jordan Montgomery trade but has been hurt, was touching 98 on the gun, and he threw two innings, struck out four. Remember that name. He's going to be a big-time pitcher for the Cardinals soon.
Hey, Frank, 45 seconds. What's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, it's National Women's Month, and we're going to bring in the two greatest female athletes of all time in St. Louis. JJK, who may be the greatest athlete in the history of the country, and Kristen Cole, who won 8 state titles.
Oh,
so we're going to sit these two magnificent ladies down and talk about their great careers and what made them tick. I sit down with John Mozeliak, and we'll also have a lot on SIU Edwardsville headed to their first NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's a fun story. I love that. All right, Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, we are live at our fish fry in Cottleville, and there's a big line here. We got a great, great group, and we're staying here until 6 o'clock. Jane's going to hang out. Sue Thomas, Fred, the Hall of Famer. We have some guests that are going to join us in the next hour, including Steve Ellman, who is the St. Charles County Executive. Congressman Bob Otter, we think, might swing by. And my friend Chris Smith, who's got a book out about his incident being shot in the head, My Fatal First Date, a true life story of survival, tragedy, inspiration, triumph, and faith. So he'll visit with us. Plus, an audio cut of the day. We're in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Come see us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.